Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Senate State Affairs. I see everybody online. We're going to get started Tuesday, April 8, 2021. Let the record reflect the time is 3:31 p.m. Today we are meeting remotely except for myself, my committee aide, and our staff present from Legislative Affairs. We have on Teams video link a number of folks today, including the committee members. We have Vice Chair Senator Reinbold, Senator Costello, Senator Holland, Senator Kosaki, and myself, Chair Schauer, in the committee room physically. As the committee chairman for State Affairs, I'm having us meet remotely, except for the people I've already mentioned, and everybody else will be on either the phone or via Microsoft Teams link. We're doing this so that the public can continue to watch all of the proceedings of the committee, but primarily over concerns for certain folks over COVID. So trying to keep the distance up, because right now all we're doing is wearing masks, and unfortunately that doesn't follow the guidance throughout the building. So continuing to try to do this and mitigate risk in the safest manner possible so we can have our committee members and others testify and do everything as we've now determined as a body that we can, and keep people as safe as possible until we can go back to normal operations. So it's good to see everybody's smiling faces out there, especially everybody getting to not wear a mask in the offices. So thanks for being here. Remember, if you are online, please, on the Teams link, if you could keep your computer muted until you need to speak. Sometimes I see you, sometimes I don't. So if you need to raise your hand or I'm not responding, that's why. So just go ahead and unmute your microphone at that point and go ahead and speak up. Otherwise, I may not hear you and you'll wonder why I'm not seeing it. Staff assisting you today, we have Terrence Shanigan from my office, my chief of staff, Carrie Cooper Ryder with Senate Records, and we've got Nate Williams with us from the LAO. Just remember a couple other things here procedurally. We'll be conducting in the same manner as before. We're going to hear several testimonies from today for commissioners and boards, and then we'll be moving from there. We'll need to take roll call real quick of the committee members. So I'm going to ask each committee member to state your name, where you are physically located in the building, including your office number, and we'll just start off a little out of order today with Senator Costello.
Welcome. I'm here in room 119.
Thank you, and welcome, Senator Costello. Senator Holland.
Senator Roger Holland, I mean, 113.
Thank you, sir. Senator Kawasaki. Senator Kawasaki, if you were talking, you're muted, and I know you were getting your test, so if he's not answering, he'll be back.
His chair will exempt.
It does, so we'll assume he'll be back shortly. He did let me know via our text thread that he is running behind. And last but not least, Senator Reinbold, Vice Chair.
Well, good afternoon. I am in room 427, and we are getting double feedback today from everybody. I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay, I'll ask if we can get the IT folks in here. Terrence, if you can check with them on that. And just as a reminder, if everybody could mute when you're not talking, it will help. Sometimes you get feedback through the system if somebody's unmuted, so wherever you happen to be. Okay. This gives us a quorum to do business, and as we have pointed out before, we have gone through an official process inside the building that the Senate can operate this way. We can move amendments, committee bills, et cetera, and get the job done without having to slow down the process or being in close proximity to each other for more hours than we absolutely need to. Continuing on with the meeting, we have a total of five appointees on today's agenda for boards and commissions. One will not be available, I believe. Then we'll be taking up SB 25, State Government Finances website, sponsored by Senator Wilikowski, and SB 102, Amend Compact for Balanced Budget, sponsored by Senator Hughes. Any questions or comments from committee members before we proceed with today's agenda? Okay, seeing and hearing none, we're going to move on to governor appointees to boards and commissions. There's been some question about whether it's necessary to hear everybody. I've taken the position I believe every appointee should come before the legislature to answer questions so we can do our due diligence. Today we've got each of our appointees one at a time. Following each appointee, I'm going to open then close public testimony so we can finish them up. Once all the appointees have been heard and public testimony has been closed, I'll ask for the vice chair for a single motion to move all of them out of the committee one at a time. And as that procedural reminder, folks, once we are done at the end of the day, to my right, we are holding all of the documentation to conform with the rules we've adopted as a body to operate this way remotely. So I will maintain physical possession at the end of the hearing. I'll ask everybody to come down, sign the documents, and then we will move them on from there. Today we're going to be hearing it from these folks. We've got Joseph White for the Alaska Police Standards Council, Justin Dole, Alaska Police Standards Council, Larry Nicholson, Alaska Police Standards Council, Robin Barrett, Military Appeals Commission, Rick Stilley, Alaska Public Officers Commission, Public Offices Commission, excuse me. We're going to go slightly out of order here for a moment just because of a timeline I was aware of just before the meeting. So we're going to start off with Rick Stille. Rick, if you go ahead and put yourself on the record. I know you know how to do this, so go ahead. You have the floor with who you are and why you would like this appointment to the Public Offices Commission. Then we'll open it up for questions after you give us a top-level review of yourself.
Okay. Yes, my name for the record is Richard Stille. I go by Rick. Been a resident of Delta Junction since 2004, and I'm here for a confirmation of my reappointment on the Alaska Public Offices Commission. Thank you for the opportunity to come before your committee this afternoon, and I look forward to answering any questions. I guess I can go a little bit into why I believe I would like to serve or continue serving on this commission, and that goes back to a couple things. First of all, I believe that volunteering is a great aspect of our state, and not only at the community level, city level, et cetera, but I think that it's important to try to volunteer at the state level as well, and I'm a firm believer in that. Secondly, I believe in the mission of APOC, and that's garnering the public's trust and providing transparency of our elected officials and appointed officials in regards to things such as campaign finance and any other happenings that APOC looks at. And like I said, I'm a very firm believer in that, and look forward to answering your questions.
Thank you, Rick, for taking time to come on board and to volunteer. I think we'll all say that about all the volunteers. It takes a lot to step up and do this. A couple generic questions. I know we saw you here a few years ago. Deja vu, state affairs, almost the same, much of the same body. I'll ask a couple of new questions for you just so that we get this started. Have you read and are familiar with the state ethics law?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have anything, and I know we went through some of this before, but this is back to public record, and I do this for everybody. I make this comment every time we do this. I'm not picking on anyone in particular, nor do I have any indication or data to say that these folks have these things. I merely ask them so they're on the record. Are there any criminal, civil, or other type things in your background that we may want to know about that haven't already been addressed?
No.
And the last question I'll ask before I open up the committee members, and I know you've seen me do this before, any skeletons in the closet otherwise from any category that we might want to know about that we would regret later not asking you now? Anything for the record?
No, and I've been through extensive background checks, hold a security clearance, so I've been vetted quite thoroughly.
Understood, sir, and I am aware of that, but as you know, we do need to do the right thing as legislators, so I'm going to open it up to the queue right now from committee members. Questions for Mr. Stille from anybody? Okay, seeing and hearing none at this time, I'm going to go ahead and open up public testimony. Since we operate this way, there is nobody in the room to ask questions. I don't see anybody online, so we have nobody online to testify, so I'm going to go ahead and close public testimony. At this time, I'll go ahead and say thank you, Rick, for stepping up to the board again. I know the process isn't done, but thank you for taking the time and calling in. I know you had quite a few limits on your time today, so take care, and I'm sure we'll see you later since you are a constituent. So have a good day.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate your consideration for confirmation. Thank you.
You got it. We're going to move on to the next one we have at this time, which I've got to get my paperwork back in order. Sorry. Hold on 1 second, folks. Back on order. Okay, we're back to we don't have Joseph White, right? We haven't found him yet, correct? Okay, so we're going to skip to the second one. We're missing Joseph White at this time. We're trying to get him back. We're going to go over to Justin Dole. And Justin, welcome to Senate State Affairs. Please put yourself on the record. Introduce yourself to the committee and why you would like to be appointed to the Alaska Police Standards Council. You have the floor.
Thank you, sir. This is Justin Dahl. I'm Chief of Police in Anchorage, Alaska, and this will be my second term with the Alaska Police Standards Council. I currently serve as the chair there, and I'm looking forward to continuing my service with the council for as long as I can.
Okay, I've read your resume, and I assume the rest of them have, and you heard what I do here, so you know why. So I'll just ask those questions so we have for the public record. Are you familiar with and have you read Alaska's ethics laws?
Yes.
Do you have anything in your background from a civil or criminal perspective that we might want to know about that is not listed?
No.
And the generic catch-all that you know I asked, are there any other skeletons in your closet that we might want to know about that we wouldn't think to ask at this time?
Nope.
I have one further question before I open to the committee members just to get the discussion started. There is a number of movements, Chief, to look at, for example, and I won't not all necessarily defunding the police, but certainly changing or looking at procedures, tactics, things like that. We asked this of a couple of folks last week, and also some that seem very oriented in the right direction, like posting use of force policy online and educating the public so that they can see what it is. What is your thoughts on some of the current legislation moving through and or movements around the country and the state, depending on what they are? If you could answer that with what your thoughts from for the council and how you would view those things, I would appreciate it for the committee.
Sure, no problem. Well, I think that many of you may know that all of the Anchorage Police Department policies, including use of force, are already posted online for anyone to see. And I suspect that many of the proposals that are currently moving the legislature are also based on the way that APD currently operates. So I think that many of those things are good ideas. I think that, like most legislation, there some of them still need a little polishing just to make sure that they accurately reflect police operations in the real world and the way that our communities are looking for us to serve. But I'm a big supporter of police transparency and accountability, and I think that is one of the primary missions of the Alaska Police Standards Council, is to do both of those things as the certifying body for law enforcement officers in the state and 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 state.
Let's go at ease for a moment. Hey, State Affairs is back on the record. We had one of the strangest HAL 2001 Space Odyssey moments ever. Justin, are you still with us?
State.
Yes, he is. And unfortunately, something is odd there. So can we figure out how to drop him off and have him come back? We'll continue in a moment. Folks, we're having a really, and I can't replicate what it does, but he said,
State.
He's doing that right there if you can hear it. So we're going to keep that tone down for a minute and see if we can get Chief Dole back with us. I want to mention Senator Kawasaki's back with us. Hey, Justin, we see you. Something's happening there where you are saying state, and it's just looping. So we're going to see if IT can help us, and we'll bring you back if that's okay. So I apologize. Every once in a while, this technology gives us fits, but, it happens. So let's hold that thought for him for a moment. We're going to go to the next one and then see if we can get him relinked. Okay, good. So moving on to the third momentarily, and I apologize for the interruption, is going to be Mr. Nicholson. So if you can hear me, when you're ready, go ahead and welcome to State Affairs. Put yourself on the record and let us know why you'd like to be on APSC.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name's Larry Nicholson, Sergeant with the Alaska State Troopers. I've been with the troopers now for 21 years and been fortunate enough to be stationed in multiple places throughout the state. Currently, I'm with the Alaska Wildlife Trooper Division as the post supervisor in Kodiak over Kodiak, and also supervise folks out into the Bristol Bay region. The reason why I want to continue to be on the Alaska Police Standards Council, sir, is I felt really honored to be part of the council that upholds the standards that have been set by the state and the legislature for our law enforcement officers. As a current trainer for the Alaska State Troopers, a prior instructor at the Public Safety Academy in Sitka, where I'm at right now teaching firearms, I really appreciate the opportunity to continue to uphold that standard through the Police Standards Council.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. Again, welcome to the committee. I'll start off with the questions you may have heard, and I'll just go fast because I'm sure you can probably answer them pretty quick. Are there any criminal or civil things in your background we'd like to know about that aren't listed, and have you read the state's ethics laws?
I have read the state ethics laws, sir, and there's nothing in my background. No, sir.
Usually there is not with people that are applying for this post based on the background, but I'll just ask the same thing as well. Any skeletons in your closet otherwise as a catch-all that we might want to know about?
No, sir.
Okay, and the last question you heard me ask Chief Dole there, and I wanted to get to that, but we'll hopefully get him back in a minute, is, a lot of efforts around the country and the state for changes in the way we police, you know, certainly defund movements and other ones that I think most people don't support, but, you know, transparency, policies, having the discussion, I think most people do support. So if you have any thoughts along those lines, I would appreciate it. And then what I was going to ask Chief Dole, we'll get back to hopefully in a moment, is in addition to thoughts on those movements and how we might do things better, do you have a top, you know, couple, maybe two or three things you go, here's areas you'd like to improve upon or areas of concern that we could do better as a state?
So I also agree with the chief that transparency in law enforcement is critical. I think that to continuing the education, the training of law enforcement officers and the education also on the technology, increasing the technology with the law enforcement officers can be extremely beneficial. I think having a use of force policy, this public, the Alaska State Troopers as well has put that in the public eye as well. I think that's beneficial overall. Just having the transparency for law enforcement, I think, is going to benefit law enforcement agencies in the future, from now to into the future. That we are trying. We're trying to protect and uphold the laws of this state and of this nation, and we need the support of the public to be successful.
Okay, and just to, and I kind of heard that, but maybe in case you have a few ideas that you didn't quite answer that, do you have any, a couple areas where you think that coming into this job that you can suggest or help move us to do things better? In other words, you go, hey, there's a top two things here that I'd like to accomplish while I'm on the council that would make things better. Anything like that?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Chair. Definitely one is to increase training. And I know that that's being looked at, not only increasing training at the officer level, but through the ranks as well. And talking about setting that standard for a minimum in-service type training throughout the year, I think will be very beneficial. And with that, APSC is looking at having a statewide training that agencies can tune into to get those hours of training, you know, depending upon which subjects they are looking at for that year or that time frame for training. I think that's extremely beneficial. And I think the communication, I think making sure that these agencies are aware that, you know, these standards are set forth, following up with those offices, those smaller offices especially, that may not get all the information that some of the larger areas in the state and larger agencies do. So I think that's extremely beneficial as well. Just having that good communication is key, in my opinion.
Okay, thank you very much. Opening up to the committee members. Anyone have questions? Okay, seeing and hearing none, we're going to go ahead and open up public testimony this time. Anybody in the room like testify? I have a couple people here now. Seeing none, anybody online? I do not see anybody online. I'm going to go ahead and close public testimony this time. All right, Larry, thank you very much for joining us and stepping up again for the committee, or excuse me, for the commission. There's always have a lot of issues with them. So, and it's a very contentious time right now in our country. So your guidance and work there will be greatly appreciated. So thank you for time, and you are welcome to drop off if you'd like.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for this opportunity. Have a good day.
You too. Justin, should I pull him up here or go back to Teams? What will work best, do you think? Because he's showing up here on appointee mode.
Just on Teams.
Just got it. Okay. I'm going to go back to he's still saying state. He's like stuck in a loop. Could we get him to maybe hang up and just call in? Hey, Chief Dole, if you can hear me, and I think you can based on before you're giving a thumbs up, can you just completely drop offline, and I'm going to give you the number to call in real quick just to try that instead. It is, which one? Is it the 844? Is that right?
Yes.
From Anchorage.
If he's from Anchorage, that would be 563.
Okay.
So try this one here. Try one more.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, Chief. Go ahead. Just see if this works.
I'm so sorry. That happens to me about 1 in 10 Teams meetings, and nobody can figure out why. Usually if I kill it and start again, it fixes it, but apparently not today, so I changed devices. I'm sorry for the disruption.
No, it's okay. It happens. It's the first time, and it was a weird one because you kept saying state. It was really pretty funky. So
yeah, everybody loves it when that happens.
So back on track here, Chief, if you remember the question you want to finish answering, that's great, and we'll open it up to the committee as well.
Sure. We were talking about policies and some of the stuff moving through the legislature. I'm not sure how far I got in my answer, so I'll just kind of start over. I am aware of that stuff that's currently happening. I think a lot of it is based on existing APD policy and procedure, the way that we're already doing business. So obviously, I support those things since that's what we're already doing. If you're not aware, APD's policies and procedures are available online to the public, and you can see our use of force policy and other policies of public interest. Like any legislative process, I think some of the current proposals probably can use some fine-tuning as they make their way through the process. And so I'm hopeful that will happen. Obviously, we want to make sure that they match up with the real world, the way that we're serving our communities and the way that they expect us to serve them. But overall, I'm supportive of transparency and accountability for law enforcement, and I recognize that the council's primary purpose as the certifying body and the body responsible for revocation of certificates is to ensure that those standards are being met.
Good answer. Thanks, Chief. And also, I'll ask you if the same question you might have heard me. I don't know if you could hear us or not from the previous speaker. Any of your, if you were to go, hey, we have an area of concern, a couple things here, and areas that you go, these are goals I would like to achieve during your time on the commission or the council, could you highlight those for us?
Well, I know the previous speaker mentioned training, and that's always very important for law enforcement. It can be extremely difficult for any agency to do in-service training for incumbent officers to make sure that not only are they meeting current standards, but that they're aware of and meet future standards that we may set. So that's always something that should be, I think, foremost in everybody's mind when we're talking about police standards. I think the council is currently entertaining some regulation changes. There are some proposed regulation changes that I think are, in some ways are similar to things that the legislature are looking at. So we're going to continue to move forward with that. But also, I would like to see us in the future, some of the way that we certify officers in Alaska is it's a bit dated. If you're not aware, you can receive a badge and a gun from a law enforcement agency and serve as a police officer in the community for up to a year with no training whatsoever. That's largely to try to assist parts of the state that have difficulty getting their officers to basic training. But it was also something that, came about when the council was first formed a number of decades ago. And I feel like it might be time to modernize that. I've been pushing on the council for the last few years to have better applicant tracking that is shared between agencies. I have a concern, especially in rural Alaska, where we know there are a lot of challenges having good professional law enforcement, that there are people that work for a period of time for an agency and then move on. They never get certified. The council is never aware of them at working as law enforcement officers, and they can kind of slip through the cracks. So I would like to make sure that we're doing everything we can to protect our communities from people that are trying to become employed in law enforcement but are not qualified. But it's an ongoing process.
Understood. Thanks, Chief. I'm going to open it up to the committee members. Anybody else have a question at this time?
Chairman?
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Vice Chair Reinbold. Chief Justin Dahl, thank you so much for being with us today. And I know you have also come before the judiciary. Basically, the bottom line is I have a question. In regards to, do you understand that policies come from the legislative branch and the executive branch executes the law and the Constitution is not suspended in the time of crises?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, because I just want to say I believe Anchorage Police Department has done a pretty doggone good job staying in their lane in regards to all the chaos that's happening in Anchorage. I know I mentioned this in the past, but I did want to also just say thank you. It's just a statement. I need to hear with you key people that oversee our area that Constitution is not suspended in time of crisis. So thank you very much. Appreciate you stepping up and trying to keep us safe.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, other committee members. Okay, seeing and hearing none at this time, we're going to go ahead and open up public testimony. I know there's nobody in the room to answer or to have public testimony. Anybody online? No, there's not. Going to close public testimony this time. Wow, that was loud. Okay, Chief, thanks for taking the time. I know we'll see you again. You're clear to drop off the line if you'd like, but thanks for calling in this afternoon.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I apologize for the technical problems. Yeah, have a good afternoon.
It happens. Take care. All right, we're going to move on to our last one, unless we're able to get the other one we're hoping to get here today. We're going to move on to Robin Barrett. And welcome to Senate State Affairs. And go ahead and put yourself on the record, introduce yourself to the committee and why you'd like the appointment when you're ready.
Yes, hello. My name is Robin Barrett. I was asked by Major General Tori Sachs to put my name in for the Military Appeals Commission, and I said I would. I spent 4 years in the active duty at Eielson working as a judge advocate a million years ago, 1986 to 1990. I got out of the military, married a local attorney, still in Fairbanks. I went back into the service in October 2003, this time in the Air National Guard, and I spent 16 years in and retired October 2019, and I served as the staff judge advocate for the 168th Wing. And I understand this is a new commission, and it's being set up so that we can hear appeals from a courts martial if they're ever if anyone is ever held in the Air National Guard, and also, excuse me, the Army National Guard. So I have the experience. I'm willing to serve, and I do not have any skeletons in the closet. I do not have a record of any criminal or civil issues. I hold a security clearance. I'm aware of the ethical rules, and, of course, I will abide by the ethical rules. And, well, that's about it, unless you have some questions.
All right. Thank you very much for taking the time to call in. There may be a few. I will say thank you very much for being a good lawyer and listening to the questions I had to make my job easier and make this faster. I do take exception, though, to your million years ago comment, because that's when I joined the military, 1 July 1986. So that makes me feel very old. But that being said, I have no further questions at this time. So I'm going to defer to the committee because you've done a good job of answering mine. Committee members, questions? Okay, seeing and hearing none, we're going to move to public testimony. Public testimony is now open. There is nobody in the room. I do not see anybody online. Very easy day for public testimony. I'm going to go ahead and close public testimony. Okay, Robin, thanks for calling in, and it looks like we have no further questions from committee members at this time. So, again, thank you for stepping up to volunteer. It takes a lot of work. An extra effort, believe me, I know, sitting down here in Juneau. So you are clear to drop off the line if you'd like to go back to your other duties.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Just to check, did we find White? No. Okay. So we're down to that last one. Got it. Okay. So it is my intent at this time to go ahead and move these appointees out of committee today because, unfortunately, we lost a few. Okay. Got that. So at this time, Senator Reinbold, do you have a motion for us?
Sorry, I had to get off unmuted.
There you are.
No, one more. Up the other way. Other way.
Senator Schauer, in accordance with AS 3905080, the Senate State Affairs Committee has reviewed the qualifications for the governor's appointees and recommends that the following names be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. And for the respective boards and commissions, this does not reflect the intent of any members of the committee to vote for or against the appointees in any other further sessions for the purposes of confirmation.
Thank you, Senator Reibel. And I'll add the names just because I know we had some drop-offs, so I apologize. We should have had them all, but that was Justin Dole, Larry Nicholson, Robin Barrett, and Rick Stille. The other two we are unfortunately missing. Do we have any objections from committee members? Okay, seeing and hearing none, the appointees heard they are moved out of committee. As a reminder, we'll sign that paperwork at the end of the committee hearing. We're going to move on to the next agenda item at this time. It's going to be SB 25, State Government Finances website, sponsored by Senator Wilikowski. Senator Wilikowski and staff, you'd like to come back up to the hot seat. We've already heard public testimony on SB 25, and the amendments were accepted, a new CS was adopted. It's my intent to move this bill out of committee today, but just want to make sure there were no further amendments and discussions. I believe were clear, and there was nothing that's going to be offered, correct? Senator Wilikowski?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Bill Wilikowski, State Senator representing East Anchorage and Jay Bear. And with me is Nate Graham from my office. We have nothing, Mr. Chairman, at this point.
Okay. I know there was just some discussion. I want to make sure on the record I've already spoken to the other senator. There won't be any amendments offered today. That will happen at a later time. So we're clear on that one. Do any members have questions before we move SB 25 out of state affairs? Or comments? Okay. After that long mental pause, seeing and hearing none, Senator Reinbold, do you have a motion for us?
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 25, Work Order 32LS0217-V as amended with associate fiscal notes be moved out of State Affairs Committee.
Are there any objections? Okay, seeing and hearing none, bill is moved out of committee. We'll wait until the end of the committee meeting to sign the paperwork, as always. And we're going to move on to the next agenda item. So, Senator Wilikowski, thanks for showing up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members.
Take care. We're going to move on to SB 102, Amended Compact for Balanced Budget, sponsored by Senator Hughes. And I know that we have Buddy Witt is online. And Mr. Witt, is Senator Hughes going to be stuck in another committee, or will she be online, or just you in her stead?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Buddy Witt, staff of Senator Hughes. Senator Hughes is currently chairing the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee, and I'm assuming at this point she will not be able to join us. I thought she would, but Mr. Chair, you're running a very efficient committee, and it looks like she won't make it in time.
No worries. That's okay. So I know there are no amendments to the bill at this time. Can you just confirm that for the committee on the record?
For the record, Buddy Witt, Baptist Senator Hughes, Mr. Chair, to our knowledge, this office has not received any inquiries for amendments or changes to the bill.
Did not think so, and we've already heard everything we need as far as moving this, so it's my intent to move the bill out of committee. While we have everyone here and Mr. Witt plus a few other expert testifiers here, we do have former Lieutenant Governor Treadwell with us. We've got Chip DeMoss. If we need to have questions at this time, I think that was everybody. So if committee members have questions before we move the bill, this is your time. Questions or comments? Boy, you're making it really easy today. All right. That being said, seeing here none, I do appreciate everybody taking your time to call in for this bill. I know you've been waiting for a little bit, but like I said, we are moving at a pretty good clip today. So, Senator Reinbold, do we have a motion for Senate Bill 102?
Mr. Chairman, I move that Senate Bill 102, Work Order 32LS0569-A, as amended with associated fiscal notes, be moved out of State Affairs Committee.
Thank you very much. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, the bill is moved out of committee, and we'll sign the paperwork here shortly. Thank you, everybody, and those that don't need to be here can drop offline. Our next meeting is going to be Tuesday, April 13th at 3:30 p.m., at which time we'll be hearing any governor appointees left over, as well as bills previously heard. However, I do want to mention SB 39 because it was on the list today. For those that were wondering, we got it back late last week over the Easter weekend. As you can imagine, there wasn't a lot of work being done. Unfortunately, there were some changes we made, and we're making a few quick additions, some things that actually are going to be pretty positive, I hope, and some folks are excited about. So just for the record, we will bring it up next Thursday. We are going to go through the updated version of SB 39 one way or the other, even if we don't have everything back perfectly in the bill. So I just wanted that to be out there for those that were asking and wondering why we didn't talk about today, because as usual with the bigger bill, there's a lot of changes on the first draft back. So there you go. So all that being said, we're going to go ahead and gavel out. Committee members, please make your way down to the room once we do so. Seeing no further business before the committee, we're going to adjourn at 4:06 p.m. Good afternoon.